It's time for Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout, coming to you from Pensacola, Florida. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Swarthout will share from his heart and bring you a message from the Word of God. We would like to invite you to visit our website at christiansforamerica.com. That's Christians, the number four, America.com. It is our prayer that you will be blessed and encouraged by today's message. And now, Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida.
Hello, everyone. My name is Pastor Don Swarthout, and I am the pastor of the Gospel Truth Center. We are also known as Crave. We crave revival in our churches and the restoration of godly principles in America. I came here today to call you to become the passionate Christians God intended for us all to become. We are children of God. God said we are His children. God said we are more than conquerors. God said that we are the head and not the tail. God said, greater is He that is in me than he who is in the world. God said we are going to be blessed going in and blessed going out. God said we are going to be blessed in the city and we're going to be blessed in the country. God said, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is so awesome. He has given us His promises, and that includes His love. God is so awesome. He wants all men to come unto Him, but He has also given us the ability to make free will moral decisions and to accept Him because we want to accept Him. God has given us all the opportunity to have eternal life, but He never forces Himself upon us. Accepting Him must be our own choice. All God asks for in return is that we have faith in Him. God is so awesome. Amen. I write to about 1.5 million Christians every year to remind them that American principles of honesty, integrity, and moral character are still important in our nation. We still need God in our lives. And we still need the principles of the Founding Fathers in America. The principles of our Founding Fathers and the principles of Christianity are exactly the same, whether the ACLU knows that or not. Now, I've been known on occasion to speak my mind about current moral decline in America, our Christian heritage, and the way, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. I hope that is okay with you today. Our founding fathers were undeniably strong Christians. Historical quotes of our founding fathers are a bold testimony. Historical testimony that is completely irrefutable. Proof that is final and clear. Proof that our founders and their belief in God were essential components to our form of government here in America. George Washington once said, "It is impossible to rightly rule without God and the Bible." James Madison said, "Religion is the basis and the foundation of good government." John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for any other." One of my favorite quotes came from John Quincy Adams, who said, "The greatest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity." These sayings don't sound much like the ACLU's version of so-called separation of church and state, does it? Some Christians seem to think that we should not mix our religion with politics, but I would like to suggest that we mix our Christianity with absolutely everything in our lives. The Bible teaches us that we are to take dominion over the earth and everything therein, that we are to occupy until He returns. We are to be good stewards of all He has given us, and that most certainly includes this nation. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And in verse 7, it says, "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." Jesus is coming back. And when he does come back, he will reign and rule for 1,000 years. You know, that sounds to me like Jesus is going to be very involved in our government. Tell me, what does that sound like to you? In Isaiah 33:22 is the verse which we explain the principles for our form of government, which is made up of three branches, the executive, legislative, and judicial. Ezra 7:24 is the verse from which we get the idea for tax-exempt status for churches. And the first Bibles ever sent into America were ordered by the United States Congress. Today, most people think of our freedom in America comes from the Constitution, but only God can guarantee our freedom. The God of the Holy Scriptures is the God of freedom. John 8:36 says, "If the Son shall therefore make you free, you shall be free indeed." The God of the Holy Scriptures is the God of freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." I have come up with a different way of saying that, which goes, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is not, neither is there liberty." It's just that simple, folks. Christians, we are going to be held accountable for our moral decisions. People like the ACLU do not seem to get that idea. The ACLU's form of freedom is based upon the idea of no rules and no responsibility equals freedom. However, I submit to you that freedom comes from living within a set of rules and accepting responsibility for your own actions. Rules like, "Thou shalt not murder," "Thou shalt not commit adultery," "Thou shalt not steal," "Thou shalt not bear false witness," are acceptable rules for a society such as ours. Freedom that comes from God, it is an unalienable right, which means that it is given by God and can only be taken away by God if He were so inclined. Inalienable rights cannot be given to you by the government, and they can be taken away by the government. My point is this: you cannot separate God, Christianity, freedom, government, civil law, mom, baseball, or apple pie from each other. They are all interrelated. They are interrelated without any conflict between them. Our founding fathers understood something that we don't seem to understand today. And that is that there is no difference between the principles of Christianity and the principles of good government. Our founding fathers also understood the one word which best describes the spirit of America, and that one word is freedom. Freedom is the one word which best describes the spirit of America, and freedom comes from God. America is a nation based upon freedom. We believe in our freedom as a nation. We are sovereign and free from the rule of other nations. We believe in freedom of the individual, meaning the freedom to choose your career, where you will live, and whom you will marry. We believe in the freedom to vote for whomever you choose. We believe in free enterprise, the freedom to make your own decisions, including the ability to choose your own denomination or religious freedom. In the Declaration of Independence, our Founding Father said it so well, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted of men by men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." The Constitution, says our Creator, gave us unalienable rights. Our rights and our freedoms come directly from God. The purpose of government is to help maintain God-given rights. Let me say that again. The purpose of our government is to help us maintain God-given rights. But when we make a list and put these things in order, too many of us have it all wrong. Today, we tend to put government at the top of our list. Then mankind is second. And if you have enough room on your paper, we put God a distant third. God should be a distance from the others for sure, but God should be first. Our founders had it right. They understood that God was at the top of the list. Mankind was second because he gets his authority from God. Government is at the bottom of the list because they get their authority from mankind or the consent of the governed. Let's see if we can get this right now. God is at the top of the list. Man is second because we get our authority from God. And government is at the bottom of the list because government gets its authority from man, who gets its authority from God. Let me take a minute to tell you some of the ways that we're losing our freedom. You're losing your parental authority if you consider that your minor daughter in some states can get an abortion without your knowledge. Right to own property. The government can take away your property. The Supreme Court just ruled this way. Just because they can sell it to someone else and get more money for it in taxes. Social Security is given away to illegal immigrants. Schools can teach your children anything they deem appropriate. Border agent and other forms of the law, enforcement agencies, have a job, whether you like it or not, which involves profiling. These people can be convicted of a crime for doing their job. The ACLU threatens to join Mexico in a filing a suit against America if we put armed National Guard troops on the border. A cross at Soledad Memorial is being threatened to be taken down permanently. Islamic leaders lie to us over and over again while they build up their troops for a battle against the United States. Prayer is not allowed in a high school baccalaureate. The ACLU gets rich from taxpayers' money awarded to them when they win a case. The ACLU loses a case, they pay the taxpayer nothing. The ACLU says they are against searching bags upon entering a building, but they have a scanner and search bags inside their very own New York headquarters. I could go on and on. We have to take America back from those people that think freedom means no rules. We have to take America back from those people who believe everything should be politically correct. We have to take America back from those people who believe in tolerance. We have to take America back from those people who believe in political correctness. We have to take America back from those people who believe you can make the weak strong by making the strong weak. We have to take America back from the Islamic people who believe they can regularly lie to our faces. It is time we have to take America back from those who want to show us how much they have a disrespect for property which we have earned and for our people. We can no longer stand around, take our people while our people are being taken, being beaten, robbed, killed, or falsely imprisoned. What do you need as Christians before you can do something for God? Do you need to hear more great sermons every Sunday? Do you need to attend more Christian meetings? Do you need more Christian books? Do you need more Bible studies? Why can't you do something right now? Come on, people, write a letter. Make a phone call. Stand up for the Lord. Become a watchman for God. Do something for God. Send out tracts in every bill you pay. Pray America for America every day, and do not wait for somebody else to do it for you. We are about to lose America forever. Our elected officials only care about getting reelected. The ACLU is gnawing at our values and changing our thinking every day. Our nation is being invaded by illegal aliens, including OTMs other than Mexicans. Islamic radicals hate Americans and say they want to kill us. When will we listen to them? Activist judges in America are making up law from the bench. The National Education Association is ruining our educational system. We are now not anywhere near the top of the testing that is done of our students as we once were when I was a youngster. Federal spending is ruining America. We spend a lot more than we have. Any one of these problems is enough to make you want to throw your hands up in the air. There may be still some hope for America. The Bible teaches us that anything is possible with God. If it weren't for God, however, I would be ready to hang it up. If there is any hope left for America, that hope has to be manifest in the form of action on our part. Action on your part and action on my part. Our elected officials have become divided according to party lines. We need to stop political posturing and become Americans first, last, and foremost. We need to drop our political labels. We must become financially sound again. It is time to pass a bill which limits the number of issues to one per bill. One. That means that it will be much more difficult to get pork barrel spending bills to pass because they will not be added on to something as a rider, and people won't even know about them the way that it is now. It is time for America to make a demand, a president that will create a budget that will make America fiscally sovereign again. Our national debt is in excess of $14 trillion. Can you imagine what a trillion is? Dollars. And that represents a stack of $1,000 bills more than 900 miles high. It is time to elect politicians who will solve the problems of America instead of bumbling idiots who tell us whatever they think sounds good. Unless we are willing to do something, we really are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. A bunch of hypocrites who say that we are ready to fight, but we are not ready at all. One of Crave's projects is getting petition signed, which asks Congress to hold public hearings into the activities of the ACLU. This was done once in 1931, and it is time again. These hearings will make sure that the average citizen understands what the ACLU represents. The ACLU was founded by communists who wanted to help other communists who were in legal trouble here in the United States. Crave could use some help in setting up speaking engagements throughout the United States. We could use some help setting up television, radio, and newspaper interviews. Crave could use someone who wants to lead their state's efforts on our behalf. Why don't you help us with that? Perhaps there is someone listening today who would like to be a blessing by donating a substantial amount of money to our organization to help us get things done. I am very aware that God didn't call you to do this work. He called me to do this work, but all of His work costs money. And if we had money, we could run national ads on Fox News. We could run television ads about the ACLU. It costs a lot of money to write letters to people informing them about our petition drives. The letter-writing campaign for Crave this year will cost us $660,000. Will you help? I am looking for a handful of people, the remnant army of God, who will actually take a stand with me. I am looking for a handful of people who will actually fight for America. I'm looking for God's remnant army. If you want to be one of God's remnant army and take your place, marching right along beside of us, then call today or write to me at the Gospel Truth Center or Crave Ministries. Thank you so much for being here today.
This has been Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida. We pray that today's program has been a blessing to you. For more information, visit us online at www.christiansforamerica.com. Once again, that's Christians, the number four, America.com. Or visit thegospeltruthcenter.com. We would love to hear from you. You can write Pastor Swarthout at 4677 Belvedere Circle, Pace, Florida, 32571. Or you can email Pastor Don at Swarthout5, that's the number 5, at AOL.com, or call 850-736-8613. Once again, that's 850-736-8613. Thank you for listening to Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout. We look forward to hearing from you.